إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المسلمون, indeed, from the great bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the blessing of the tongue and the ability to express oneself and to speak clearly and fluently, a great favor that many are heedless with regards to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, clarifying this blessing, Ar-Rahman, allama al-Qur'an, khalaqa al-insan, allamahu al-bayan. Ar-Rahman, the Most Gracious, allama al-Qur'an, He has taught the Qur'an from His grace and His mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ, likewise He has created the human being as well from His mercy and His authority and power, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from His grace, عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ, He has taught Him clarification, the ability to speak clearly, to express Himself. This is a great favor and a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, He reminds the human being in His book, in more than one verse, of this blessing and of this favor, and likewise that there is accountability with regards to that, and that His statements and words do not go uncounted for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ, have we not made for Him two eyes and a tongue and two lips? Meaning it's the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His favor. So therefore, a believer, he must realize this issue, the issue of the favor and the blessing of the tongue and the ability to speak. He must seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak with knowledge and light and insight and firm, sound faith, seeking the pleasure and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His statements, just as He would do with His actions and deeds. It's been collected by Bukhari and Muslim from the Haditha Abi Hurayrah radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-Iman bid'un wa sab'un shu'ba', that Al-Iman, sincere and true faith, is 70 some odd branches. Fa'afdaluha qawlu la ilaha illallah, the most virtuous of them is the statement, La ilaha illallah, the statement with the tongue and the creed and affirmation in the heart, saying it with the tongue and believing it and meaning it in the heart, La ilaha illallah, Ay la ma'buda bihaqin illallah, none has the right to be worshipped except for Allah. To state that statement, a statement of truth, a statement of sincerity, based upon knowledge and certainty with great reverence and love, that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and that everything that's worshipped besides Allah is falsehood and not worthy of worship. Likewise, collected by Bukhari and Muslim from the Haditha Abi Hurayrah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كَلِمَتَانِ حَبِيبَتَانِ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ خَفِيفَتَانِ عَلَى اللِّسَانِ ثَقِيلَتَانِ فِي الْمِيزَانِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ كَلِمَتَانِ حَبِيبَتَانِ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ, two statements that are beloved to Ar-Rahman, they're beloved to the Most Gracious, subhanahu wa ta'ala. خَفِيفَتَانِ عَلَى اللِّسَانِ, and they're light on the tongue, easy and facilitated to pronounce. ثَقِيلَتَانِ فِي الْمِيزَانِ, and they're heavy in the scale. great reward for the one who says them sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-azim. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praising Him. Glorifying Allah azza wa jalla and praising Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah al-azim. Glorifying Allah, the most great. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is from the means to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and earn His love. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. It's collected by Imam Muslim. From the hadith of Samara ibn Jundub, radiyallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَحَبُّ الْكَلَامِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَرْبَعُ. The most beloved words to Allah, there are four. Subhanallah, والحمد لله, ولا إله إلا الله, والله أكبر, لا يضرك بأيهن بدأت. The most beloved words to Allah, there are four. Subhanallah, subhanallah, to glorify Allah, and to free Him of any defect or deficiency or shortcoming or fault whatsoever. And to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to free Him from having any resemblance or comparison to anything in the creation. Subhanallah. Glorifying His majesty and authority and command. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walhamdulillah. Praising and thanking Allah azza wa jal. Praising Him for His beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection with no deficiency whatsoever in any manner. And praising Him and thanking Him for His numerous blessings and favors that cannot be enumerated. Alhamdulillah. وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. To make the shahada, kalimatul ikhlas, wa kalimatul tawheed. To make the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The statement, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. None has the right to be worshipped except for Allah. And likewise, to make the takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To magnify Him, وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَر. To say Allahu Akbar, to mean that likewise in the heart. To magnify Allah. Allah, He is the greatest. Allah, He is greater than all things. أَكْبَرُ مِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. He's greater than all things. He's the greatest subhanahu wa ta'ala in His essence, in His life, in His knowledge, in His wisdom, in His power and authority and command. Allahu Akbar min kulli shay. So therefore, a believer, he will make these statements in this manner, and he will mean it in his heart, and he will benefit, and he will earn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the pleasure of his Lord tabaraka wa ta'ala. La yaduruka bi ayyihinna bada'ta. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will not harm you with whichever one you begin with. You can begin with any one of them. There's no special order. You just praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your tongue and you mean it in your heart. You understand those praises and that glorification. You understand those words and you mean them whenever you say them, seeking the pleasure of Allah and His reward. This is the means to earn the high ranks. The high ranks with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life and likewise in the hereafter. Also from the great virtues and blessings of the tongue for those sincere believers who have knowledge. Knowledge of their Lord, knowledge of the path that leads to Him, and knowledge of their selves and their weaknesses and deficiencies. They will seek forgiveness. They will seek forgiveness often and in abundance, and repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's been collected by Ibn Majah from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Busa radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, طوبى. طوبى لمن وجد في صحيفته استغفارا كثيرا. Glad tidings. Glad tidings of all good in the hereafter. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, طوبى. Glad tidings of paradise. For the one who finds in his record a lot of istighfar. يَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَيُتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَلَى الدَّوَامِ. He seeks forgiveness often and he's always repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from the means of repelling the anger of Allah and removing the sins and purifying the heart and having a high and lofty status with Allah in the hereafter and in the paradise and the Jannah with the righteous. To seek forgiveness often and to repent to Allah all throughout the day. In the different times and different circumstances, whenever one is walking or riding, or whenever one is standing or sitting or lying, he'll remember Allah Azza wa Jal, remember His favors and bounties, remember His blessings, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise remember the limits of Allah Azza wa Jal. He'll remember as well his own shortcomings and deficiencies, and his faith will carry him to seek forgiveness and to repent time after time, over and over, just as is the way of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's been collected by Imam Bukhari from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنِّي لَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ فِي الْيَوْمِ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ سَبْعِينَ مَرَّةً. أَكْثَرَ مِنْ سَبْعِينَ مَرَّةً. That indeed I seek forgiveness. I seek forgiveness and repent to Allah in one day more than 70 times. This is the way of the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It should be the way of a true and sincere believer likewise. Recognizing the majesty and authority of Allah, recognizing the blessing and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise recognizing one's own shortcomings and deficiencies with regards to those blessings and establishing those rights. Also from the beneficial and virtuous ways, a believer who uses his tongue, ordering the good and directing the people to establish their religion and to do that which is pleasing to Allah inwardly and outwardly. And likewise, prohibiting and forbidding the evil. Rather, this is the type of charity that will go on the scale of good deeds for a slave, for the one who is sincere. He follows the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in establishing that affair. It's connected by Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in a long narration, قُلُوا سَلَامَ عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَيْهِ صَدَقَةً. Every joint and bone on the people deserves a charity. There must be a sadaqah on that for every day. For every bone and every joint in the body of the human being, there is a charity required to show thanks for that great favor and that blessing. And from that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, وَأَمْرٌ بِمَعْرُوفٍ صَدَقَةً وَنَحْيٌ أَنْ مُنْكَرْ صَدَقَةً. And ordering that which is good is a charity. Likewise, forbidding that which is evil is a charity. Those who order the good, they enjoin that upon the people, upon themselves, and likewise upon their family, and upon their brethren and their loved ones. They order them with that which is good in a good manner, with knowledge and insight, with light, doing it for the sake of Allah. This is the sadaqah and charity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who reprimand the people and forbid the evil and admonish them in a manner that's beneficial and advise them and direct them in their worldly life and in their religion, then this is considered a sadaqah, a means for the scales to be heavy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of resurrection. It's been collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, إِنَّ رَجُلَ لِيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا يَرْفَعُهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا دَرَجَاتٍ. Then indeed, a person, he will speak with a word from the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a good word that's pleasing to Allah azza wa jal. He will not think nothing of it. He will not consider it something major or great, but Allah, he will raise him by way of that, great levels and ranks. So therefore, a believer, he must be sincere, and he must learn the legislation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he must realize that just as his deeds are taken into account, likewise his statements, and from the means of performing righteous actions, is to use the tongue in a beneficial manner, in a manner pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to say that which is good, and to call the people to that which is good, and to call on Allah, and to make the shahada and la ilaha illallah, to glorify Allah, and to praise Him, to supplicate to Him, to baraka wa ta'ala, and to speak in that which is lawful and good with the people, in a manner pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, just as the tongue can be used to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by checking it with knowledge and light, sincere faith in the reins of the legislation, if a person is not careful, his tongue could be the means to earn the anger of Allah, to destroy his own soul, waliyadhu billah, from his own words and from his own statements. It's been collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ رَجُلَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مَا يَتَبَيِّنُ مَا فِيهَا وَيَهْوِي بِهَا فِي النَّارِ أَبْعَدَ مَا بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that indeed a person, he will state a statement and he will not clarify with regards to that, and he will not ponder or reflect or think deeply about his statement. He will not think if it's beneficial or even if it's true or correct. He will not think about the consequences of that statement. And he will fall in the depths of the fire because of that, further than the distance of the east and the west. So therefore, from the good way of the believers, that he will ponder and reflect over his statements, and he will think twice before he speaks. This is also from the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's been collected by Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْمُتْ. That whoever truly believes in Allah in the last day, then let him say that which is good or be silent. Then let him say that which is good or be silent. So in order to implement this narration, a believer, if he wants to say that which is good or be silent, he must think before he speaks. He must think about that statement that he's going to say before he says it. He must think if it's beneficial and good, or if it's harmful and bad, or if it's foul and lowly. If it is foul and lowly, if it's harmful and not good, then he will refrain from saying that for the sake of Allah. إن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر. If he truly believes in Allah in the last day, that faith will check him and will cause him to withhold from saying that statement. Even though the whispers of the devil calls him, and even though his desires are calling him, he'll refrain. He'll refrain with sincere and true faith, believing in Allah and the meaning of Allah in the last day. He will not say that statement. He'll withhold for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then even if the statement is good, he will think twice before saying it likewise. Is it proper for me to say it now? Is it proper for me to say it now? Am I the one who should say it? What is the consequences of the statement if it were to be mentioned in this gathering or in this manner, in the likes like this? So he will think twice before he speaks. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَكُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْمُدْ. Then whoever truly believes in Allah in the last day, let him say that which is good or be silent. The people of knowledge, they say, لَيْسَ كُلُّ مَا يُعْلَمُ يُقَالُ. Not everything that one knows, he has to say it all the time. وَلِكُلِّ مَقَامٍ مَقَالٍ. And every circumstance and situation, it has a proper statement that should be made. وَلِكُلِّ مَيْدَانٍ رِجَالُهُ. And every field and arena, it has its men. Any of those who are qualified to speak in those affairs. So a believer, he will check his tongue with the reins of the legislation, with sincere faith and light and guidance. He will check his tongue with understanding in the religion, understanding of that which is pleasing to Allah and that which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he is not careful with regards to that, he can bring about great destruction for himself and likewise for his community and society, bringing harm to his own soul. And likewise, tearing apart relationships and causing loved ones to have hatred for each other. And this is a foul and lowly way. From the ills of the tongue, is causing separation and dissension in the ranks of the believers and spreading fitna and trials. For this reason, it's been collected by Imam al-Bukhari in al-Adab al-Mufrad from the narration of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu that he gave sincere advice. He gave sincere advice to the people in his days, in those days of trials and fitin. And he told them radiallahu anhu, لَا تَكُونُوا عُجُولًا مَذَايِعَ بُذُرًا. Do not be عُجُولًا. Do not be hasty. مَذَايِعَ. Broadcasting information left and right. Do not be hasty ones. Broadcasting information left and right, sowing the seeds of discord and planting hatred in the hearts of the people. لَا تَكُونُوا عُجُولًا مَذَايِعَ بُذُرًا. Such great advice. Do not be hasty. Do not repeat everything that you hear. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ كَثِبًا أَنْ يُحَدِّثَ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعَ. It suffices a person to be considered lying, that he will narrate everything that he hears. A person, he must distinguish between the information that reaches him, especially in the day of the AI and this modern technology and the likes like this, where things are fabricated and lies are fabricated against countries and nations and against people and individuals, against societies and the likes like this. One, he must verify this information. And even if it's true, he must think twice before he spreads it or he shares it, before he speaks it and the likes like this, because it could bring about great problems and trials and great fitna. Whenever he faces Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe his Lord will not be pleased with him because of his tongue, because of the statements that he used to make and the words that he used to say. So the tongue can be a means to raise a person to the highest ranks. To the highest ranks. By stating the shahada and la ilaha illallah, using the tongue in the pleasure of Allah. And that was that statement requires and necessitates. Or it can bring a person to the lowest of the lows, calling on others besides Allah, supplicating to others besides Allah. And likewise in between that, with supplications that are innovated, and the likes like this, or lies, or carrying tales, or backbiting, or other major affairs that are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Raising the voice to the parents, belittling the mother and the father and the likes like this, taking advantage of the people and being swift to gift with the gab, to take advantage of people and their wealth and their property. This is all from the lowly ways. So a believer, he must check his tongue. Check his tongue with sincere faith and with belief in Allah in the last day and with light and guidance from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his sunnah, his laws and legal ways. In this manner, a believer, he can reach the high heights in this life and in the hereafter. Can protect himself from a foul outcome whenever he stands before his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma kfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma habib ilayna al iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina wa kirrih ilayna al kufra wal fusuq wal isyan. Allahumma ja'alna min al rashidin wa tawaffana muslimin wal hikna bis salihin ghayra khazaya wala maftunin. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.